changing things a bit here. I feel like what the Lord is going to do is going to be awesome. Praise God. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. The Lord ministering to John. John is over 90 years old. And he's the last of the original apostles. He has seen an abundance of revival and churches and saints and people of God coming to the Lord and baptisms of the name of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. He started out as a young man, and now here he is 90 years old. And he declares in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write it in a book. And then, of course, the churches that are named. Keep in mind, those churches are churches in Jesus Christ. They're churches filled with the Holy Ghost. They're churches anchored on the Word of God. Amen. And the lessons that we can learn from those churches are immeasurable. Praise God. We're not going to live long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves. We need to learn from those who have made mistakes and correct them in our lives. Amen. But those are studies, oh my, studies that can take several months. But I want to emphasize, I was in the Spirit. Praise God. And I'm thankful that in the Spirit is where we can be. In the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. You can be seated. The Lord bless you. On the Lord's day, he designates it. And being incarcerated, and that's what was the lot of John at this point. He's in prison. He's on the Isle of Patmos. Tradition or history tells us it was a salt mine that he was working there for the Roman Empire. And I don't know if he kept a calendar. It seems that the monotony of prison life would become very, very old. And, keeping track of the days, probably something that would be difficult to do. But John did it because he wanted to honor the Lord's day. Now, that's not to say that he wasn't in the Spirit on the other days. I think he had the Spirit of the Lord working with him and through him on every day. You know, but there can be the insinuation that is accompanied there. It's like the second mate on the ship, and he was keeping a log. And I don't know if he had a beef with the first mate, but he made an entry in the log. The first mate was sober today. Now, the insinuation was that he's drunk every other day. But this day, he happened to be sober. Well, John's not trying to tell us that he took a vacation on the other days. But on the Lord's day, he's going to be in the Spirit. No, I think the Spirit of the Lord was there to lift him up every day. The Spirit of God was there to encourage him every day. The presence of the Lord was there to help him every day. And he got up with the rest of the prisoners. He marched off to the mines where he worked diligently all day. And then he returned to his lodging, whatever meager thing it was. I'm thankful that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He knew it was important. He knew it was necessary. He knew it was paramount to everything else that he may have done in that particular day, but he wanted the presence of the Lord. Praise God. I'm thankful that the hand of the Lord did not forsake him, did not leave him alone. It wasn't just a memory that he had of the Mount of Transfiguration when he was there with Peter and James and the hand of God was manifested in such an incredible way. It wasn't just a memory of the day of Pentecost and the lame man at the gate beautiful. It wasn't just a memory of Samaria and the time of revival that he and Peter went down to after Philip went there and preached Jesus Christ. He could recall all of those instances. He could look back on his life and recognize God was there. God provided. The Lord did not forsake me. And he could be encouraged that the Lord was there with him as well. The first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, praise God, would be there to provide for him. I know the media today wants to emphasize what you should remember, what you should recall, but I'm thankful we can put it in our hearts, hallelujah, and in our minds. I remember when the Lord touched me. I remember the first time I felt the move of the Holy Ghost. I remember when the prayer was answered for the first time to my amazement, and the hand of God came forth in such a wonderful way. Hallelujah. I'm thankful we've got better things to remember than what happened on this day or what happened on that day. I'm thankful I can remember repenting. I'm thankful I can remember how cold the water was when I was baptized in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. But I came up feeling so warm and so victorious and so powerful. I remember when my language changed as I was worshiping the Lord, and a language came out that I did not understand. But oh, I rejoiced in the presence of the Lord. I remember what it felt like to have the pain leave immediately when the name of Jesus Christ was prayed over me. Hallelujah! Thank God that I can remember what the Lord has done and the blessings that he had brought forth. The time of receiving the Spirit varies throughout the record of the book of Acts. So the day of Pentecost, it was 9 o'clock in the morning. When Cornelius and his household received it, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. When the jailer received it, it was after midnight, whatever hour it was, early in the morning. It doesn't matter what time the clock said, but it was a time of praise. It was a time of worship. It was a time of expectation. It was a time of faith and believing. It was a time of yielding to the Spirit of God, as we recognize God has promises for me. God's not going to come and slap you upside the head and say, it's time for you to receive the Holy Ghost. No, there's got to be a hunger within you. There's got to be a thirst within you. Amen. That's why Jesus said, if anybody thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, praise God. I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord to minister in our midst. Amen. Hunger and thirst is not a comfortable feeling. It's not something you hear, your stomach growls and you realize, oh my, I haven't had something to eat since breakfast. And you're feeling maybe a little bit uncomfortable. And it's nice to get a bite to eat and a cup of coffee or a glass of water or whatever you feel like having and know that, oh my, this is great. This is one. Thank you, Lord, for our food. I wonder what Elijah said whenever the raven showed up. I wonder if he smiled and nodded and patted him on the head. I don't know. But he was glad they brought him the bread. And he could munch on that and wander over to the brook and kneel down and get him a drink of water, even though there was drought throughout the land. Hadn't rained for 3.5 years, but he had water. Praise God. The Lord knows how to take care of his people. The brook eventually dried up. You know, there's pluses and minuses in our walk with God. The pluses were that the ravens were bringing him food. The minus was that the brook dried up. He could have sat there and complained. He could have said, God, you're not taking care of me. God, this isn't working out the way I thought. No, he knew the Lord wanted him to move on. It was time to get going. And then he went to the widow's house, and the oil and the meal did not fail. You talk about a situation that was awesome. Praise God. The power of the Lord that was there in such a tremendous way, it continued on. Every time she went to that barrel, there was meal down at the bottom of it. Every time she tipped that bottle of oil, there was some that came out. She could mix it up. She could make a cake for her and her son and probably Elijah as well. And the Lord provided in such an amazing way. Praise God. And then her son died. You know, that would be a depressing thing. That would be a hardship. That would be something to shed tears about. But praise God, there was a resurrection that came just almost immediately because Elijah prayed. Praise God. Amen. I'm thankful that even though we go up and down sometimes in our experiences with the Lord, I'm thankful the Lord is always there to bring victory. In Mount Carmel, with the fire falling and then the rain falling. Praise God. Oh, the power of the Lord. I'm thankful that God is there to minister to us. Amen. There may be those who would point out to John, John, you're an old man. John, you should be retired. John, you should be at home rejoicing in what you have and enjoying what's there and your friends and your family around about you. But you're a companion in tribulation instead. You're here on the Isle of Patmos for the Word of God. You've written the gospel. You've written some letters, and now you're busy writing here something you're calling revelation. How is it that you can rejoice? And he would say, it's the testimony of Jesus Christ that I'm recording. It's something that's going to last and be a blessing to many others who read it. Hallelujah. And he would declare, beloved, now it doth yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. And everyone that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Praise God. He wasn't going to stoop to what was going on with the rest of the prisoners. He wasn't going to go along with what was happening around him. He was going to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. It didn't matter what was going on around him. He was going to hold on to the things of God. Hallelujah. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. He's not going to let go of that. He's going to hold on to that blessing. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, he said. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. And he wasn't going to let go of his faith. He wasn't going to let it dwindle down to nothing. He wasn't going to let doubt come in and crowd his faith out. He was going to hold on to all of those promises. Praise God. He was not going to give God the leftovers. He was going to hold on and believe that the Lord was going to be there providing for him. Hallelujah. And for 70 years, he served God. Serving God. Amen. Oh, the benefits of being in the Spirit. Drinking from that well of living water that springs up into everlasting life. Thank God. Knowing that John clarified, this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. If you're believing on the Lord, don't let the devil cheat you out of receiving of his Spirit. Don't let anybody teach you that that is something from a bygone era. It was only for the apostles. No, thank God. The Holy Ghost is getting poured out right here. Amen. And right now, the blessings of God that come forth in such an incredible way. I'm thankful that we can know it's God fulfilling his word. Amen. Paul assured the Corinthian church, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. I'm glad he used that word all. Hallelujah. Whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, we've been all made to drink unto one spirit. Thank God for the blessings of the Spirit and the touch of the Holy Ghost that comes our way. You look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 and look at the order of the events that have taken place there. In Ephesians 1 and 13, he talks about you have trusted, you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also you believe. Now, we've got to make sure we get the order right. You hear it, and then you trust, and then you believe. And when those things are in order in your life, verse 4 happens. Amen. Or the second thing happens, or the fourth thing rather happens. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful the Lord fulfills the promises of His Word. Amen. Ephesians 4 and 30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you were sealed unto the day of redemption. Anybody done any home canning this year? Anybody put up any vegetables and jam and fish? You know how important that seal is. You tap on that lid and make sure it's got a dull sound and there isn't a clicking sound. If there's a clicking sound, you better eat it right away or put it in the freezer or whatever you got to do to preserve it. But praise God, when there's a seal, you know it's good. Thank God for the seal that the Lord puts on our lives. Hallelujah. And the blessing of the Lord. Thank God. And it is the earnest of our inheritance. Thank God there's an inheritance that we have awaiting us in that heavenly shore. And thank God that inheritance is what we taste of here and now with the earnest of it, the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of His glory. I'm thankful that we know how powerful it is. Amen. John heard a voice. I'm glad he was used to hearing the voice of the Lord. I'm glad he had gotten settled in his spirit a long time ago. And he's not going to listen to the voices of this world. He's not going to listen to the voices of dead religion. He's not going to listen to the voices of anybody that's going to pull him away for the things of God. He heard the voice of the Lord. And he turned to look, and it was a great voice. It sounded like a trumpet. Amen. I'm thankful the Lord is unmistakable when He speaks to our hearts. Amen. I'm thankful that He lets us know who it is that is calling unto us. Amen. And who it is that is trying to get our attention. Paul said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I want to be able to hear that Word. Not being a forgetful hearer, like James said. Don't forget it, but do it. Amen. And walk in that realm of knowing what the Word of God declares. John wrote many times, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Praise God. And I'm thankful that John knew it from reality and from experience. John went from faith to faith. And that's how he was able to meet the Lord face to face, because God in His power was bringing forth that blessing. John fell at His feet and Jesus reached over and touched him. Oh, thank God for the touch of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the touch of the Lord. Thank God that He doesn't leave you defenseless. He doesn't leave you without hope. He doesn't leave you without His presence. But His power and His glory and His blessing come into your experience, and you know the presence of the Lord. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Jesus is everything that you need from A to Z. Thank God that we know His glory and His blessings. Amen. And the apostle said, if we live in the Spirit, and we certainly do, we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. Praise God. That's that continuation. It's progress. It's moving ahead. It's going on. It's not stopping short. It's not just settling down into one little experience. No, we walk in the Spirit for the victory over the flesh. We are led in the Spirit. Praise God. And we walk with the Spirit for direction. We walk with the Spirit for protection. Thank God that the blessing of the Lord is there. John wrote that he was carried away in the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. He had victory over an evil empire. He saw its ending. He saw a holy city, great Jerusalem, the eternal aspects of God's blessing in his life. He said, I was carried away. Praise God. I'm thankful we can keep going in the Spirit because we know the hand of the Lord is going to come and the trumpet of the Lord is going to sound. The shout is going to be heard. Hallelujah. And we're going to be carried away in the Spirit. Thank God for that blessing of the Lord. I'm going to stay with the Spirit. I'm going to stay in the Spirit. Praise God. I'm going to keep walking with Him. Hallelujah. And know those blessings that are there. Because I want to make it. Praise God. And I know you want to make it as well. And I'm thankful that the Spirit and the bride say, come. Thank God. The Spirit and the church say, come. And let he that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take of the waters of life freely. Oh my. What an incredible opportunity. You drive down the road and go ahead. Go ahead. On your way home today, count how many espresso stands there are. Just see how many there are. Just between here and your house or here in the restaurant, wherever you're going, count how many espresso stands there are. They're all inviting. They're all saying we've got the best. Come and have what we're mixing up today. And a lot of it's good. Praise God. We thank the Lord for it. Starbucks is not Starbucks. It's $5. And so you got to make sure you pay it. The Lord is saying, whosoever will. Praise God. Thank the Lord, and we can partake of what God has for us. Oh, I remember receiving the Spirit of God. Oh, I remember how wonderful it felt, how incredible to know God is filling me. He's filling me with His Spirit. Praise God. And I just let the tongues roll. Praise God. I just let it come out. I just let the tears flow. It didn't matter to me. Praise God. And the blessings of the Lord were so great, so wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. And oh, how many we've seen have that same experience. How many we've seen just receive what God has for them. Thank God. The promises of God real? Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. You know, you can witness without even opening your mouth. The change that God brings in your life, the change that the Lord has brought because you've decided to obey Him and walk in obedience to His Word. The change that comes and you walk away from addictions. You walk away from habits. Praise God. And people see that in your life. Oh, yes, that's a witness. Praise God. That's power. That's what the Lord gives in His Spirit. And thank the Lord we can receive it over and over and know the blessings of the Lord that are real again and again. Praise God. Thousands received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And thousands are receiving it today. Hallelujah. The power of God that is being poured out. The hand of God that is being displayed. The blessings of the Lord that are coming forth. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful God's word is real. Amen. Now, anybody thirsty today? Anybody desiring to be filled with the Spirit of God today? Praise God. Now, we may thirst in the natural, and there's a water jug back there, and there's cups, and it's nice and cold, and oh, so refreshing. But it doesn't even compare at all to what the Holy Ghost is in receiving the Spirit of God. Praise God. The promise is unto you. And to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I feel like the Lord is calling today. I feel like the Lord is reaching out to somebody today. Praise God. I was going to preach something else. I gave them the title. I gave the scripture to Brother Levi. He had it ready to go. And the Lord said, no, preach this. Because there's somebody that the Spirit of God is reaching out to right now. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're thirsty, God will satisfy that thirst. If you're hungry, God will give you something to feast on today. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Let's believe the Lord right now. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the power, the goodness, the blessing. Oh, the touch of the Lord that is so wonderful. It's so good. Amen. And the strength that God can impart is so amazing. The blessing that he can put forth, praise God. The healing that the Lord can do, all of it together. What an amazing God. What an awesome God. And I'm thankful that we could know him. Amen. If you're hungry and thirsty today, come and let's pray together. Let's rejoice together. Amen. Let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. It's all right to just talk in tongues again. It's all right to just let the Lord bless you again. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank the Lord for his blessing. Thank the Lord for his touch and his mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we can receive what he has in store for us today. We can receive the blessing and power that he wants to impart. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen, amen. I want your expectation to rise. I want your anticipation to increase. I want you to believe that God is going to do amazing things right here, right now. Hallelujah. As he desires to pour out his Spirit, he desires to impart the Holy Ghost to those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Ah, yes. Let's surrender to the Lord. Let's yield to the Lord. Let's let the power of God come forth right here and right now. Let's talk in tongues all over again. Let's establish the atmosphere of praise and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, work of work, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord.
I welcome in this place.